The Fully Geek.
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome everybody to episode 196 of the Fully Geek Pod. Full squadron inside.
What's a guan? What's a guan? What's a guan?
It's good.
Got Big Nate.
You got the one kill.
You got Richie Rich.
Merv.
Marley Ma.
Come on.
People, what's happening, people? Hey, think our prayers have been answered. The weather has slightly calmed down. Still warm, but it's slightly a bit cooler.
I'm hearing it's gonna be 2 weeks of heat, like proper heat waves.
Yeah, July, yeah. July time. That's what I'm trying to maximize the benefit of this right now.
What, you wearing shorts yet?
Not yet. Well, everything apart from work. Everything apart from work. Shorts, but just at work, doing the long trousers.
Okay. Holy hell.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if I'm ready to unleash the legs on the world yet. You know what I mean? At work. That keeps things professional. Once I've been there a couple of years and I don't really care, then man will do all of that. You know what I mean? But I'm still on my best behavior.
Still probation, innit?
Well, I don't know. Like, I don't think there's no such thing as probation.
Teachers don't get probation, innit?
No such thing. But once you sign that contract.
Imagine. Probation. Now you're gone, mate. You're gone.
Yeah,
I got an exam.
You see, once you sign the contract, it's you, bro. Like, it's hard to get you out, bro. I'm honest.
Yeah.
Nah, it's good, man. It's good. I'm looking well. Everyone's looking well. Yeah. Looking nice, groove.
We got Mervadinho in the house.
Let's just get the elephant out of the room, right? Go on. Come on.
Mabado in the house.
Yeah. I had an accident in my Clippers, right?
Just to the audio listeners.
It's my story to tell, not yours, mate. Yeah.
Go for it then, go for it, bro.
Yes, so I was just shaving, like, I must have been a little bit too high, so it had to come off. But yeah, obviously these guys are saying, like, I basically drew my goatee on. So that's what it's looking like, that's to come off. But anyway, laugh it out.
To the audio listeners, picture a Spanish commentator.
But you know what's mad, bro? I didn't notice it until Nate said what he said.
Oh, was it? You came late. You also hit.
I had a good 10 minutes.
I can't unnotice it now, bro.
A good 10 minutes. <ago. laughs>
but do you know what? Yeah, I don't know. Oh, if any of you guys are East Enders watchers, yeah.
He looks like Giuseppe, innit?
What, Beppe.
Pepe DiMarco. Pepe. Yeah, I remember that guy.
Merv, I know it's a bit disrespectful, but you need to do that freeze frame thing. We've got Beppe on one side, you on the other.
Yeah. Who's this girl? EastEnders again?
Oh, I can't remember.
Tiffany, innit? Wasn't he with Tiffany a while?
Yeah. He might have
been married Grant.
Jeez.
Beppe.
Old DeMarco, you know.
Old school.
Nah, to be honest, it's only gone. Because when you say it looks like you drew it on, that's what makes it funny, but it doesn't. It's fine, man. It's fine. Yeah, if anything, maybe make it a little bit thinner. I reckon you'd be able to pull it
Craig
off.
Craig David!
But if I made it thinner, bro, it's sort of like that, isn't it? So it's
not
like
Craig David. Who was the thing? What was the one that guy and he used to do the Craig David?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Oh, Selector.
That's all good, bro. It's all good. But everyone's good. Everyone's well.
Yeah,
all good, bro.
All good, man.
Good. That's good. That's like what I like to hear. All right. This week, I know we've got a lot to get through. I know we've got a whole season 6 of Black Mirror to go through. We have Secret Invasion episode 1, which is the new MCU with Samuel L. Jackson. We've also looking at Love Island. What else is going on? Anything I've missed? I know there's a few other shows that we'll catch up on.
I just
haven't watched it, but I know you watched it and I know you rated it. So
yeah.
Go through, man. But
Merv rated Extraction 2. Just saying.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh, you can't even compare Extraction 2.
When you say like that.
Yeah. No.
You should actually come off to the pod for saying that. No, really. Don't take a back seat somewhere.
Hey, sorry, Rich. Was that a proper Pepsi can?
Pepsi Max, baby.
Oh, it's like the old school, the silver.
You know, you get the mini cans, like when you go to the bar and you get alcohol.
Yeah.
He said that the small can. That's how it looked in your hand, bro. That's why I was asking, was it a proper size can?
You can't say I got big hands.
I didn't
see. Pause.
Bro, big hands is not it's not a pause moment, bro. But somehow, okay, we pause it. But yeah. No, it's normal can, bro.
Okay, cool. All right, is anything going on before we get into Black Mirror?
Bro, this RIP to the submarine. Guys, you get me, the Titanic submarine billionaires that chose to venture down in the ocean 10,000 feet deep to see Titanic from a screen that you can watch it in your yard. But yeah,
one of the guys, apparently, he's done this multiple times. Like, he's gone loads of times.
So, I thought it was a one off. It's the first time.
No, I don't know.
It's like 35 times he's done the dive.
He's done 35. So, why would you still go again, bro? Unless you're showing off, yeah. Low it, innit?
No, but he bought a bedroom, isn't it? He bought a mandem, innit?
Then I got youths telling me, sir, you know it's a conspiracy, innit? You know they're not really dead, innit? They just need to cut. The man I'm talking about, he's on an island with Tupac.
Probably they're billionaires, bro. We need to cut to.
No, exactly, but you're a billionaire. I don't know what you do. Like, why would you do that? I think it's just a nonsense.
I'm bored, don't you? But when you got all the money in the world, you're bored, innit? You wouldn't.
This is the thing.
But they remember Richard Branson was to take something to the outside, some moon business, bro.
Yeah, I hear it, but I felt sorry for the son because apparently the son didn't want to go, bro.
Yeah, I saw that.
He didn't want to go. He just like, all right, cool, dad, I'll come with you.
Father's Day, apparently. Yeah.
I think that's the sad thing of it. You know, with that, no, I don't want to go, but no, come. That's the sad thing, knowing that the son didn't really want to do it. Mm. You know, like Kel said, end of the day, fundamentally, it's down to money and if you can afford to do an activity like that. And if you can afford to do an activity like that, it's like, why not?
Did you see the vessel? Did you see it?
How small it was.
Yeah, bro, would you go in that?
Tiny.
I can't fit in it. No, thank you.
Oh, Matt, there's one billionaire that said, he went there to go. He paid his money and he looked at it. He said, no, I'm not doing it. He left. Like he left with his life.
But Marlon, you know the worst thing is, Marlon, they're going all that way, but there's no windows. They're looking at it in a screen in the submarine.
Yeah.
So, what's the point? You could just do that at your yard or from the seaside.
With a joypad, fam. With an old school joypad. PlayStation 2 control pad. That's how they're steering the thing. We've got AI and they can't know a GPS on a submarine, bro.
And the thing was, I know that there's been like a little kind of memes going around and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, lives were lost, innit? And I think it's quite deep. It's just like, and obviously I think there was some news reports what must have happened. It must have imploded, right?
Yeah.
And they showed various versions of an implosion happening to a submarine. I was thinking, rah, like imagine how individuals would have felt being in that situation, or even if would they have felt anything?
I don't think they would have. The way the pressure is, I don't think you'd have felt anything.
Yeah, you're gone straight away, isn't it? Straight away, gone.
This is quick things.
Yeah, but RIP to also there's hundreds of migrants that sunk in a ship. I don't know, ship or boat at the same time. Do you know what I mean? So
across in the
Mediterranean Sea. I think they're on their way to Greece. Okay. From
the Syrian hunting though.
Yeah, I believe so. So I don't know exactly where the migrants are from.
Yeah, but
the ship sunk, man. So RIP to them, man. Trying to find a better life.
Very quickly, bruv. I don't know if you lot have been up to date with the music thing, but your boy Stormzy's back.
Bruv, is he banging them out?
He's got more than one song.
Yeah, he's got another one. Longevity.
I haven't heard it.
Yeah, man.
What's he got a new song with?
No, it's on his own. He's got one with
Fredo.
He's got a solo one.
I haven't seen a solo one.
Yesterday. I'll put in the group, yeah.
He's got the one with Fredo that was produced by Dave.
Yeah. And he's got this new one called Longevity Flow. And man bought a football club, AFC Croydon. With Wilfred Zaha and another brother.
Yeah,
man.
That's big, man. That's big.
You know, I can see Stormzy being a Jay-Z, our Jay-Z. Do you know what I mean?
Nah.
I can see him being that, trust me. I don't know if he'd be a billionaire, but he'll be, I can see him being that guy that everyone like, you know what? He smacked it.
Yeah.
I know you don't like him.
The worst thing is, I'm trying so hard here not to get my personal feelings. Like, I'm like, nah, if I saw Stormzy, I'd be like, what's going on? I'm really trying to.
Can we understand why you've got personal issues with Stormzy, please? And let the world know why
you've got. I don't want to talk about that right now, bro. I got personal issues with Stormzy, bro. I don't know you.
This is my concern. Like, I want to know why. Like, what's the issue? How can you not praise him? Supporting the ends.
I just don't think he's the GOAT, bro. Like, I think that's just that. I don't like that. He's not the GOAT.
I don't think he classifies him as the GOAT.
Of course he does. He actually says he's the GOAT, and that's why I don't
Rich,
like
Rich. You shouldn't even talk anymore after that comment.
Why? What do you mean?
Because he calls himself the GOAT, no?
Yeah, okay, yeah. In that sense, yeah, actually, he does call himself.
So, where'd you go from there?
I don't think he literally means.
Of course he does.
Actually means he's the GOAT.
Of course,
anyone that thinks Stormzy's not, and you got the GOAT, he thinks he's the GOAT, bro.
Yeah, what was that?
I don't know that. Don't ever play that noise again, but yeah, nah, he's, like I said, shout out Stormzy. His album's doing, his songs are doing all right.
Shout out BET, they had an award show recently.
I need to watch it. I'm here,
yeah,
I'm,
I need to watch
a lot
it.
Of videos that are saying that it was all right,
yeah. I think Busta Rhymes got the Lifetime Achievement Award.
Good.
So bigger Busta Rhymes, bruv, from Wuha to now, do you know what I mean? So
he is a bad guy. He is definitely
proper.
But yeah, no, so there's a lot of music that's coming out at the moment, so I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm looking forward to it. Huss is back. Obviously, he had Huss's new track with Drake, and he had his own little track he had out. There's a few good little things, like music seems to be like popping again.
I don't know if you might know or interested, but Jim Jones is going at Pusha T, so we're waiting for a Pusha T response. Boy, when Pusha T comes, you know Pusha T, bro, he doesn't hold back. So.
That's a major pause, though, isn't it? Why is no one pausing that?
What did I say?
When Pusha T comes, you said some gay shit.
Pause.
I mean, it's really pause.
I didn't say come.
And he comes. You did. You said, well, I can't remember. We'll watch it back.
I just
said right.
It a lot of times now, please.
Sorry.
Also, you got Central C. Central C got signed. I don't really know. I don't understand it, but he got signed to some label in America.
Yeah. I think it's just Columbia or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, for some mad peas.
He's done well.
Please tell me you men have heard that track Talibans.
No.
By Byron Messier. It's gonna be the tune of the, it's gonna be one of the tunes of the summer, mate.
Really?
One of the tunes of summer. And then also I saw that Georgia Smith was getting a lot of feedback.
Jay Huss, isn't it?
Yeah, everyone's getting a bit hussy with the Georgia. Now they were saying that Georgia's been like put on a little weight in that, and then he had a lot of people getting soul, and then like some people were like criticizing and all the rest of it. I don't know. I think Georgia Smith sings sick, but I've never really looked at Georgia like that. So anyway, so to me, but she looks all right. Guys, you man, you look like your 5 minutes of fame. Not 5 minutes of fame, but 5 minutes of Love Island. What's going on? Oh, sorry, man.
I just got to announce Superman casting, Superman Legacy.
Oh, what? I was driving.
Oh, that's all right.
What's happening?
So what's it? David Coruscant and Rachel Bacchanal, got the names wrong. But that's it. David Coruscant and Rachel Brosnahan as Clark Kent and Lois Lane.
So that's official now?
Yeah, it's official. I don't know who they are, but
I think that's such a good thing. We don't know who they
are. Yeah.
I hate the casting. Just because how do I say this? Like, adventure a little bit. Like blonde hair, blue eyes. It's just the same. Like, it's just the same old. The look is just the same. They all look the same. Like, every Clark Kent looks the same. I'm sick of it. Just change it a little bit, man.
He looks like a young Henry Cavill still.
Yeah, what do you? What, I'm curious. What do you want him to look like? Or Clark Kent, anyway.
He He wants it's a black man.
No, I'm not saying black. I'm not saying this. But it all looks. I don't know. I know Manu like it black because it obviously absorbs the sunlight. It makes sense in the mark. But anyway,
why?
But no, like, if you know, I don't know, man. I don't know. But listen, let me not hold judgment. Nothing's happened yet. I haven't seen anything. I don't know who these characters are. But it's just looking at it, I'm just like, I'm not.
Yeah. I think some things you just got to keep. Hey, man, get me? Like, this is Superman. But I can't. I'm looking at him. I'm thinking, I don't know. I think they have to do some testing and outfit and things like that. See it properly. I've never seen them. I don't know what they're like.
He's been in such things like House of Cards, The Politician, We Own This City.
I'm
saying we actually watched We Own This City. That's why I was trying, but I don't remember. He was in like a couple episodes of that. Film wise, a film called Pearl, Look Both Ways, Affairs of the State. I don't really know any of these films.
Yeah.
But I have a woman. I don't know who she is, to be honest. I want to look and see who she is. What was her name? You said her name was?
Rachel Brosnahan.
She's been in a lot more stuff. So she's been in none of these things we've watched, though. The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Heard of that, but never seen it.
The Blacklist. Orange is the New
Black. I saw Blacklist.
Then again, she was in House of Cards, CSA Miami, Gossip Girl, The Good Wife.
I bet it's one of those things, you watch them back again, you'll see her as clear as daylight. Yeah.
And maybe that's a good thing, that it's not a recognisable character, face or a person.
Yeah, but none of them were, though.
Yeah, none of them were.
None of them were.
That's what I'm saying. So maybe it's actually for the best. Like, we don't know. So it's fine.
I think the way to do Superman is the way to cast an unknown, isn't it?
It's Supergirl is blonde, better brunette. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, just like, you know. Anyway.
You know, if you've done Superman blonde, it'll be like Homelander, isn't it?
That's what I was thinking.
This would be wrong.
All right, Lois Lane, then. Anyway. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Not needed. We all know this.
It's supposed to be like a young Superman, but I can't see it. From what I've seen already, like, of the two actors, I don't know. Maybe when they're in the suit. But
yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, really,
I can't see it.
Yeah.
I think I would have preferred them just to film it and then they just release it. And then we're like, oh, rah, that's Lois Lane. As opposed to us knowing 2 years
before
the film comes out that's Lois Lane. Because all that is that just gives us question marks.
But you know what, yeah? You guys have got no energy for this, bruv, because you guys should say, yeah, you know what? We trust James Gunn. He's come from Marvel. He's going to do it. He's going to smash it. Come on, guys. Where's the DC energy? Merv, you talk about James Gunn all the time. Of course he's made the right decision.
Yeah, I have no doubt that he'll make a good formula, but I'm just looking at
James Gunn, trust.
I'm still it could probably work. I just can't see it. I can't see it. Like, not yet, anyway. Boy, I'm not doubting it. I just can't see it. All over staying for.
Obviously, I'm one for positivity. But I know already.
You weren't positive about Superman Returns.
Why do you always go back here?
I have to, man. I have to.
No, because they're all shit films.
No. Underrated.
I think that's why we're so, like, not excited about it. Because they ain't done anything good. Like, why would you be excited?
You're right. And the thing is, obviously, James Gunn, I've got a lot of respect for him and what he's done in the past and everything else. Will he transform? Will he change DC entirely? Will he make it what it's meant to be, where it should be, where Marvel had its prime? Will he come in and bring it back to that level where it should have been? Who knows? But you guys, especially Merv, bangs on about James Gunn.
Well, when Merv said that... I don't know if you man watched it. Merv sent regarding DC.
Why did he cut me off?
I thought you finished.
No, go to, brother. Could you put your hand up?
Did you I don't know if you mind watching the DC thing, how DC messed up all the films and stuff. That
oh, yeah.
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 Like, I still think they still haven't got it right, because they say Flash is going to rewrite everything, but it hasn't really. No. Do you know what I mean? And then also,
well, technically, we don't know what Flash has done or not.
Well, the thing is, after this, we still got Aquaman 2 and Blue Beetle.
Yeah.
Blue Beetle. Do you know what I mean? So it was like...
But I thought Blue Beetle was the reset. Was a kind of...
It's supposed to be the end of it, but I think James Gunn is kind of, because I think he's using that actor, I don't know, I can't remember his surname, but yeah, the one that from Cobra Kai, I think he's using that Blue Beetle part of these DC universe, basically. Yeah, but I think he's still saying it's not going to be the official first film because Superman Legacy.
Sorry, guys. Didn't James Gunn say that he thinks this is the best superhero movie he's ever seen? This,
what, the Flash
that just came out.
It was the Flash. Yeah.
This
the
guy
Flash.
Who we're talking about is gonna.
Hey,
I know he did what he did at Marvel, but
bro, have you heard about the Flash? It's in trouble in the box office, man.
Bro, it's the worst. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, the second week, it's a massive drop off, man.
It's bad.
I don't think it's worse. I think
you man's rated it though. Anyway, this is
no. The film's sick.
Flash is sick. I just don't think people have given it what they should have given it. Like, I don't think...
If it was sick, the box office would...
No, it wouldn't.
No, nah, but you know what?
I think the fact that they told you beforehand that they're about to do a reset, they're about to do a reboot, they've looked at, like, all of that kind of stuff, all of the previous kind of floppish films have kind of led people to go, I'm just not going to watch it.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
The actor hasn't helped. There's all of those other things. Bruv, if you had put The Rock in this film, yeah, bruv, it would have broke box office records.
Potentially because of The Rock fans, but DC.
No, but look, let's say DC.
Black Adam didn't do so great either. Just saying.
Well, look.
Yeah, that was another flop as well. Yeah, that's why there's no part two, right? Yeah.
No, that's right.
DC in general hasn't been great.
No, it hasn't.
It hasn't been great in general. So there was no. Personally, to me, there was, despite whatever journalists they're paid to say these are it's going to be one of the greatest films ever. We all knew that's going to be a lie. It's like I remember people are not even on Instagram. People were messaging saying this is going to be the greatest film, and it's like, I said, you know, it's like, why are you lying? You all know it's not,
but it's not the worst superhero film.
No, it's definitely,
but it's not the greatest, and it clearly reflects in the box office.
Rich, you were there with them, you were hyping it as well, Rich.
Hyping
you were
what?
Hyping it, Flash, no, from the trailer.
You were hyping the trailers, bro.
You're hyping them crazy, don't try it, bro.
We all were, to be fair.
No, exactly. Oh, right.
I didn't hype the trailer.
The only
thing I referred to, because I thought the Reverse Flash, that's the only thing I was excited for. That is it.
Lies upon lies. I think so. Put up the episode.
But hold on. But do you think I really care about...
Talk about the Flash.
One minute, Uncle. Do you really think I care about Batman, old school Batman coming back? I don't really care.
Bro,
no one else did, to be fair.
Best part.
Anyway... Anyway, the stats reflect it. It's simple as that.
Yeah. So yeah, like if this was their jumping point for the reboot, then they're gonna be back to square one again because no one cares for it, obviously.
Yeah.
No, but that's fine. No one cares about it now. Maybe when the reboot comes out, maybe everyone goes back as well.
Well, I'll say, well,
wait. On the films.
10 years, man. 10 years, you know, it's been since the first film, Man of Steel, and it's a shame. 10 years, they had so much to do. To work with, and the thing is, they started after MCU as well, so I don't understand how
complete
and
mess.
They own all their characters.
Yeah, they tried to catch up too quick. That's what they did.
DC have better TV shows. They have better those things. That's what their thing was. Before we had the Disney MCU link up, yeah,
Smallville, and then that got silly. What else? Do you know what I mean?
No, Flash started off. Flash was good, man.
Flash, yeah, all the CW, all the CW stuff were good.
Arrowverse
started off good.
Legends wasn't
good. I think when Legends of Tomorrow started,
Legends was the weaker one.
Yeah. But Legends of Tomorrow was lighthearted.
Yeah, but seeing Prison Break Guardians of the Galaxy.
That's like Guardians of the Galaxy. You're not supposed to take it too seriously.
Yeah, but
we didn't. I feel like the Henry Cavill thing didn't help them either. Like, Henry Cavill's got a massive fan base, So
I feel sorry for the guy.
Alone in it. I think if he was in it, it would have been.
They messed him up, you know.
Yeah.
Man came back.
Man enough,
back, yeah.
I'm back.
I'm back as Superman. Yeah, by the way, yeah. You need to rescind that. That's mad, you know. The Witcher for this. Sorry.
I'm pretty sure everyone's been screaming for the Snyderverse after watching the... I know you didn't feel it, Nate, but... I mean, Merv, sorry. But, yeah, I think that would have been better than what they're doing, to be honest.
If they just carry on.
Like, Justice League 2. I don't know. I'd have enjoyed it.
Yeah. I like
it. It would have done better than what we're seeing today. Definitely.
No, definitely. Yeah. I definitely hear
it kind of all stemmed from the Snyderverse, though. All of these films. He started it off, didn't it? So they kind of based everything off the side of it. Because when you think about it, so you had Batman versus Superman, Wonder Woman's there, Flash is there even. They're all in it. Do you know what I mean? So he kind of started it off, but really.
I think what Mark's talking about is this, the actual Snyder Cut of Justice League.
Snyder.
Yeah. It definitely was a lot better than Josh Whedon. But yeah.
All right.
Yeah, well.
I'm not gonna pretend that I know anything about this program. I will just say Stefflon Don was in the media this week and she was saying about Mehdi?
Yeah, Mehdi.
Mehdi and was questioning Mehdi whether his sexuality is, does he even like girls, all them kind of things. We had Maya Jama going, oh no. Like, sounded sick. Like, she sounded like, yeah, I've done my media training now. I don't know. Like, has Steph got a point, or is she just out of order?
No, I thought she said what everyone's thinking.
Okay.
Yeah, she said what everyone's thinking.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But obviously, when you're on national TV, you got to become politically correct in it. But I don't, she didn't say anything wrong. She's, she goes, I don't feel.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? It's like, and everyone's, everyone thinks the same thing. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
So there's no beef there. She shouldn't come under any sort of cancellation or whatever. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I've seen that she's getting like booed by the audience, all that kind of stuff. But obviously, she don't care.
Nah, man, not at all.
So is Love Island still watchable or?
Yeah.
I think the last couple of episodes, I've kind of heated it all up really. Kill, so did you watch the other day when they did that competition that dancing event,
the heart rate?
Oh, geezer, bruv.
Wait, first of all, who's your favorite?
I think Whitney.
For me, it was Catherine, man.
Really?
Yeah, man. Bro, watch it again.
Catherine was
doing bits. She's doing bits, bro.
But do you know what? You know.
Sorry. Let's explain a bit further. So it's like a what's it called? A challenge that they got doing it. They got like where everyone's got to wear a heart monitor, and basically, the guys will sit down and the girls got to strip. Well, not strip, but dance seductively towards a fellow male housemates. Do you know what I mean? To try and get their heart rates up. So basically, the winner, I think, who wins is out of the boys and girls who gets the highest heart rate or whatever. So basically, the guys are just sitting down. The girls, each girl comes one at a time in their sexy outfits, and they just dance with the man them in it. But obviously, it's a seductive way, so they jump on a man, wind up on him, twerking, all them thing there. So I'll just say, I preferred Catherine's dancing than whining and them thing there.
Go on, sorry. This is just a thing. Like, you gotta go and twerk on man. Like that's
yeah. Because what it is like. Let's say I'm coupled up with someone, yeah. And my heart rate goes higher for someone else. So they say, so at the end of the competition, okay, they'll be like, they'll say, okay, so Kel's heart rate was the highest when he saw someone else. Ella's not my thing.
Okay.
My team's called Catherine, do you know what I mean? So it's like, okay, why is your heart rate reach for her and not for Catherine?
Fundamentally, they're causing unnecessary beef within
exactly.
Okay, fact. Sorry, fact. Yeah. I was trying to find out where the mix-up was. I was just like, whining on man, that's a bit mad.
You think Merv's got to shave?
You know what, bro? Why did I think the same thing? I think the same thing.
But you know, Mem.
No, Sam. I just went to go and put my fan on and see. Then laughter, like, I come back and was laughing. What's going on? What's going on?
That's all good, bro.
It's all good. It's all good.
I'll play it back and watch it.
As you reckon.
Yeah. So that caused a little. So basically, and so the reverse happens where the girls sit down and the guys go do the same thing. Yeah, but basically, this guy Mehdi, who's coupled up with Whitney. Bruv, man, this keyboard started lipsing all the girl them, like tongue lipsing all the girl them.
Full blown.
What do you mean clapping? Bruv, your ting's there, and your lips love all the girl them.
Yeah, and obviously
you're mute.
Man said I want to be a winner, bruv. I want every girl to get their heart rate out for me, bruv.
But obviously, as a standard reaction, if that's meant to be your kind of your guy, obviously you, as a female, you're going to switch, isn't it? This guy wasn't having any of it. I don't understand why you're getting angry. The thing is, he reversed it so much, she felt guilty.
He is the reverse Flash. Because any time Whitney, like Whitney is the most calmest, coolest lady you ever find, bro. Because the amount of times I thought, oh my god, she's gonna switch, she never switches. Like the way she addresses him so calm and so non-aggressive. Do you know what I mean? But he always makes it in a way that she's coming across aggressive.
But what I like about Mehdi, I'm the other part, the person I back about Mehdi.
Yeah,
Mehdi always tells her, "You've come to me, but I know your emotions are not in check." Because I've seen you go around the people collecting information.
That's afterwards. Because she called up to chat first. Then she went and talked to everyone.
Okay.
Yeah, see? That's what I'm saying.
But I get what he's saying by, I know your emotions are everywhere right now, so I'm not going to talk to you. I'm not going to entertain this.
Yeah, so, because he does that to escape, because he knows what he does. And he never admits what he's done is wrong. It's always the next day. Or the day after, he's like, you know what? Yeah, I see what I've done was wrong. Yeah. But at the moment, he never admits it. He never ever admits it. And he makes her feel foolish for thinking this way or feeling this way, where he's the cause of it all. Do you know what I mean?
So like one of them psychopath dudes. You know them dudes that like, what's the word? You know, like, you kind of make your missus feel bad. Like, you do stuff to her, but it's her fault. You know them kind
exactly.
of
manipulation.
Thank you. He's a Robin then, bro.
Yeah. That's why he got voted out today, because everyone saw that.
Okay.
So, cut to the end. He got voted out today because there was a thing where vote for your favorite islander. So basically, he got no votes, so he got kicked out of the island today.
But you know Tyreek. But you know this, but the thing is, you know when he's telling this girl Ella, like, look, don't pressure me. Let me just be me, innit? Like, I don't want to settle down. You know he's fighting relationship. You know when you're younger, right? And like you got a girl, but you're still happy and still want to be single and like do what you want to do.
He's like,
no, you're suffocating. Technically, you're suffocating me. You know them ones.
But my thing with Ella, Ella tries to come across like she's some knowledgeable girl, she's not gonna stand around for any BS. But my man's telling you I missed the game. Like my man's telling you, like, I'm a player and I'm gonna be a player for life, with or without you. And she's still like, oh, okay, I'll give you some time. Like, he's told you in your face, like, I'm into other girls. Like, I want to mingle and blah, blah. Like, I'm still open in it. But apparently now he's saying it's closed. But we all know it's a lie.
No, do you know what it is? They went on a date one-on-one, innit? And he said that, do you know what? But he said to her, basically, you keep me in check in a sense. But we all know, as soon as they come out the yard, come out the islands, you know what time it is.
What are you talking about, come out the island? Two words for you, Rich. Casa, amor.
Oh yeah,
bruv, come on, bruv.
You know what? I forgot I still took Casemiro.
Yes, that's coming next, bruv.
And do you know what? And the thing is, the way he's been going on, anyone who's been watching it, he's going to go into Casemiro. They're going to target him differently.
Of course, of course.
He's going to get. Wait.
Yeah, boys, obviously I know what Casemiro is, innit? But just for the audience that don't watch it, just let them know what that is.
Casemiro is a separate part of the island where other contestants will then a separate part of the island where they have their own little place where they will mingle the boys and girls, the new girls that will come in, and the girls will go and see new boys and see what happens in the space of a couple of days. And if they choose to kind of recouple, that will eventually happen. I think that's probably about a week away from now, Kill, right? Probably.
Probably about a week away, yeah.
Probably about a week away. Yeah. But Casemiro is where basically all the fireworks kick off.
Yeah, hearts get broken. And look,
literally everything gets broken. And don't you worry, we'll be here to give the full action.
The commentary will be coming, don't worry about nothing. Ain't that right, Nate?
Yeah, yes, it is. Right there on the fully kick pod. Fully kick pod, that's Love Island. So, you want to know anything about it? You come and check my man, Richie Rich and Kel.
Come on.
Oh, all right. Richard Maxwell.
You man used to watch Shipwrecked, innit?
Oh, yeah. You know Shipwrecked.
I never used to watch it.
Don't do it. But you guys always take me down memory lane, man.
Sorry. Just a.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. Big Brother, yeah. Jersey Shore, yeah. That's it, bro. You know what I mean?
No, jeez. Shipwrecked. I didn't watch all of Shipwrecked, but yeah.
Jersey Shore, yeah. As you were talking, there was something else that came up. I don't remember. Never mind, wasn't that important? All right, are we ready to go Black Mirror?
Hold on. Just exclusive news.
Come on, Arsenal signed Rice.
Arsenal tonight have submitted a massive offer for England's midfielder Declan Rice. Proposal of 100 million plus 5 million add-ons.
Finally, man. Jeez.
Come on, man. Money to get a
miss. Sorry.
I have to send this in my various.
That's a big part of the thing, bro.
So, where
at last, man.
Where did you get this official information from?
Exactly. Bro? It's not Sky News.
It's not Sky News, bro. It's not on the ticker.
Ornstein.
It's not on BBC Sport. It's not on the ticker, bro. I'm not.
No, it's on Ornstein.
Yeah, but it'll come for you now.
Yeah, and you know what? Big up the massive Eid Mubarak as well. Jeez.
It's not Eid Mubarak, though.
Some parts of the country, but 28th tomorrow.
It's tomorrow. It starts like tomorrow evening, but it's not Eid Mubarak, though. It's Eid al-Fitr.
Oh, Giza.
So wait, what is it? Wait, so when this comes out on Friday, what is it? What day is that for?
So it would have been Eid on either the 28th or 29th, but it's not Eid Mubarak. It's Eid al-Fitr.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry.
No worries.
Come on, Arsenal.
We haven't got him yet, mate.
I know, but we've made a monster bid. Man City will come and triple that.
Yes, they will.
Guys, all right, cool. Where was we, bro? Black Mirror. So, Black Mirror, we had season 6. And I know we spoke about it last week very briefly. And we were going to go into... All right, before we go into like each episode, like as a kind of overview of Black Mirror season 6, yeah? Are we happy with Black Mirror in general?
Yeah. And do we have to talk about all the episodes? I think some we don't. Or do you think
you don't want to talk about the episode 5 in the demon?
No, I don't want to talk about demon.
So what's that?
The last episode, the one with the demon.
Don't let me start slewing that from now, please. Don't listen.
I think it was a fun.
I thought it was the weakest one.
It was the weakest one,
but it was still fun.
The one thing I will say about Black Mirror, there has been a distinct change from Black Mirror when it was on Channel 4 to Black Mirror on Netflix.
Yeah, this is more grit.
I think it's
Black Mirror originally. I think it was like it was innovative. They were talking about technology, they were talking
about a lot of futuristic
things that potentially could happen. Mm. Like it was like, oh, that could happen. Mm. These Black Mirrors, I don't think they're on that same vibe.
Yeah, apart from the the third episode, the space one.
Yeah, that's the third. Yeah, beyond the sea, in it. Yeah.
That one's futuristic and a Black Mirror-ish.
Yeah,
but the others weren't. Maybe the first one was kind
of.
They were.
Still had that underlying message.
They had an underlying message, but in all of them, you could see they were made for Netflix in the sense of like, there's always some TV showing something on a TV version of Netflix. I mean that self-advertising thing. I don't know if that made sense.
Yeah, I know it makes sense.
I know what you mean.
Streamberry.
Yeah, Streamberry. Like, there's so many, you know, like, and they always spoke about things like they're talking about their own selves. That's my only kind of like, allow it, man. Come on, Channel 4 of you to do that.
Yeah, for real. A bit like didn't it?
Was it? Would you say it was like more English when it was on Channel 4?
Yeah, it's
kind of American.
Yeah, kind of. I feel like the bigger it's got, they're getting more A-list.
Yeah,
celebrities to do it as well.
Sorry,
I never thought I'd ever see Simon Hayek in Black Mirror. But
I'm lost here.
Was I'm happy about it.
Did he used to be on Channel 4?
Yeah.
Wow,
no idea.
Yeah,
Bashir,
he was on Channel 4.
Bashir and Daniel
Kaluuya. Yeah.
All right, well,
British,
and the first series was Joan is Awful. The first episode, sorry, was Joan is Awful, which was about Joan, and basically they kind of converted her lifestyle, her life, into a TV show, which literally it's like the Truman Show, just replicated her.
Yeah,
do you know what that is probably one of the worst things ever.
Can you imagine?
I know this is. Well, to me, the moral of the story is just read
your terms and conditions.
You know when people say,
yeah.
Do you want to read it? No, I don't want to read it. Go down and accept.
Trust me.
You've got to read that shit.
Trust me, man.
But do you not also find that scroll down? Bruv, you see, like, if you update, all right, I can't talk about Apple. I don't know about the Samsung team. When Apple update, if you don't accept, you can't use your phone.
Yeah.
So you have to kind of accept.
No, Samsung, this keep bothering you, like, but you don't have to. You can still use your phone, but yeah, in it, Rich.
Yeah,
they don't. You can still use your phone, but it just, every so often they'll be like, "You need to upgrade. You need to upgrade." But that's it.
I think it's the first time I ever like saw certain conditions or policies where I'm like, I don't want to press it now about reading this. You know what I mean? It makes you think, and it provokes your thinking.
But do you not think that happens, Merv?
Well, like some people just.
Merv, have you never noticed that we mean you can have a conversation?
Yeah.
The next day, your ads start popping up on your phone about what we're
talking. Bro, the next day, bro. The next 5 minutes.
Bro, we've been signing this, bro. We've accepted these. The microphone can be on. The screen can be on. Your. What's that one? Your location services can be on. Just get your harvesting, bro.
I've accepted 3 years now. I'm finished, isn't it? Take me.
Where's it take
me? I'm going to try. Look, when there's the robot revolution taking over, I'll be there, bitch, bro. I swear. I don't mind.
AI is coming, bro. But we had Salma Hayek. We had quite a few people.
Hmm.
Like, I enjoyed this episode. I thought this episode was quite good.
Yeah,
I didn't see it coming. Like, I was like watching it. Like, where's this going? Like, okay, she goes to work. She sacks someone. All right. So, what's gonna happen? Like, I didn't see it coming at all. And then
I'm gonna go somewhere different. So I don't
know. No, I was gonna say that when I just see the stream briefing and I see her, like someone looking at her, like I'm like, what's going on here? And it's mind blowing. Like, imagine everything you've done, everything you said. Like me cussing off Rich behind his back. Do you know what I mean? But that happens.
And the thing is, I don't understand. If it was me and I'm seeing all this stuff and I know what I did and I'm thinking, hold on, I'm not gonna lie to you. My car key's there. The car's outside. I'm gone. Phone out the window. You can't catch me again. You can't see me again. Hell no.
But the way I'm dashing the remote at the TV to break the TV.
Yeah, she didn't try hard enough.
It was in bars, pubs. Everybody was seeing it.
Yeah.
It was the fact that... which... Sorry, go on, Molly. You actually...
No, no, that bread, just the bread that wanted a piece. And it was like, I can't, it's going to be... Like, how dumb is she to not remember that everything you're doing is going to be on this TV show?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But her ex-boyfriend's funny, though. Yeah. Just, I'm here for 3 days. Meet me in the same place. Okay. She's like, what? Yeah. I'm just here for booty call, and that's it. Standard.
Straight.
Standard. I'm not here for a long time, but I'm here for a good time.
Yeah? I'm in town for 3 nights. I'll let you put it.
That was thought-provoking. And I think it was a good start to the series because it made me want to watch the next couple of episodes.
Oh, yeah. No, without a doubt. Without a doubt. This kind of things, they're always like... I get nervous. You know, when you see something like this, you're thinking, what have I accepted in my phone?
Exactly.
It's the same, bro. It's the same.
Honestly, what are we actually... What are we being monitored on? Not just our general, maybe potential one or two phone calls, but fundamentally everything.
Bro, you see that new house you bought, yeah? You got one of them contracts that says, once you've paid off your house, it's legally ours. Sorry to hear that you signed it. Thank you very much.
Imagine that, though.
Imagine that. All your property, your cars, it's ours.
Richard's doing his rocking chair, but at 73 years old, where? Ding dong, get out.
Get out.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah.
But then if you're confused, though, when that guy, the scientist guy, kind of started explaining it, because then she looked at the screen and it was her... it was the original person, right?
Yeah,
the original. She was a slicker,
right? Not you. That part was sick.
Because, you know...
That hurt my brain a little bit.
Yeah, it hurt my brain as well.
Yeah, that literally hurt my... I was like, wow, okay. So she's not actually the original character.
But then she is, because then when she smashed the machine, she turned into the original Joan.
She wasn't the original. Yeah, go on.
No, okay, I'm confused then, because at the end, when they was like, don't smash it, remember? So she's like, I've done this before, and then she does it, and then she gets arrested.
And but she changed.
That's what I'm saying, and Selma Hayek changes back into like some blonde woman who was playing her. This is where my brain started hurting.
Who was that? Catherine Blanchett that she changed back, isn't it?
Was it?
Not Kate Blanchett, I mean.
Kate.
Yeah. Kate Blanchett was the original character.
Yeah.
So Kate Blanchett was the original character that everyone who had the life of Joanne. So the girl that who played Joan throughout the show
was another version.
So it was just absolutely mad.
So who's the original Joan was the one right here,
Was a coffee shop.
Yeah, in a cafe.
When you got
my head feels messed up now.
It's like a multiverse, basically. But that machine that she broke, that machine brings the multiverses together. I think it brings it in line. I don't know what it does, but that's why she realized that I'm here for a reason. That means the real one is here now as well. I've got to break it. Do you know what I mean? The way she broke it.
But then what happened to her? Like that character, that face that we saw with
gone. Where's gone? Because she
confusing.
Yeah, I think she's gone because she broke the multiverse is now disarrayed. That's what I got from. I don't know. It's mad.
Because it's supposed to be just AI like acting on a screen. It's like just using someone's face. So that's where it confused me because now we're in real life.
It wasn't Salma. AI and the mirror image.
That's weird. But it's good.
Samuel was like, it's not me. It's not. I mean, like, don't worry about it. You don't have to be you. We use your face. And because she signed over the rights to her face, innit?
Yeah. See, we're missing all these bits, Brad, when the chick went into the church.
No
pun intended. Yeah.
She had enough for it. She's like, yeah, you're going to film me. All right, cool. Yeah, she went. She done a lot. She done a lot. But can you imagine how crazy that would be? Yeah. But no, the first one set off. The first one set pace, intriguing, capturing. You're like, okay, what's next? What was next again?
We had the second one. Lock Henry.
Yeah.
Lock Henry. This one.
That was big. I love this. I love this episode, you know.
I was saying, is it Mahela Herald? Bruv, I don't know why they told you you don't need eyebrows.
Yeah, the eyebrows chick. Okay.
Bruv, jeez. Oh, come on. Eyebrows chick.
He said,
you know, Nate hates already in us. This made it even worse,
bro. You know, that's what it was. I was watching it, going, no, she's an actual ass, bro. Why has she got no eyebrows?
I think she dyed it. I think she dyed it blonde. That's what it was.
Nah, man, I didn't think she had no eyebrows.
The eyebrows, bro.
Like, it's weird. Think about it. It's a weird thing that you never notice until it's not there.
That's because when I was thinking, something's different about you. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm really different. I was thinking, where's your eyebrows?
You know what you should have done? You should have drew them on.
I knew you meant, bro.
I thought he was going to say that, but I was thinking that he's not going to say it. He's going to say something a bit more scientific.
who is she, though? I don't know who she is.
She was in
industry.
Industry.
Oh, you was when we watched, she wasn't.
Yeah,
around them times.
But industry's, it's all right TV program.
Like, in prison.
Was it 3 seasons?
2 seasons so far, isn't it?
Was it?
No. I think it's 3, actually. Yeah, it's 3.
Yeah, I think it's 3. But I think it's finished now, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it should come back, hopefully.
I thought it was finished. I thought there were no more.
And actually, no, you're right. There should be no more. Harry ended anyway, because she got done for...
Oh, yeah, she got done. Oh, yeah.
No, I can't be over, man. I didn't feel like it was over for me.
She got deported and whatnot.
Yeah.
But Lock Henry, yeah. Do you know what? Watching that episode... It honestly felt like a true story.
Yeah, proper.
Why did I Google Lock Henry to see the murder in real life? Like, because obviously, man, I was intrigued. I was like, "Raw, this is deep." And I kind of like, I knew something was up, but I didn't think this was the kind of outcome.
Do
you get what I mean?
Yeah. Like, so I didn't see it coming. The whole message of it, I didn't like. Oh yeah, that's what it's about.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I like Bergerac.
What's
the program? Your old soul boy.
Old
Spice
boy. You might not know about Bergerac.
Yeah.
Oh, we know about it, but I mean, it was for like people like that.
No, but listen. Oh, get out of here. No, honestly, Bergerac back in the day was good. It's just one of those old school, like Minder, back in the day, one of those TV shows.
Equalizer and all that, yeah.
Yeah, honestly, it's one of those.
I'm not gonna lie though. The missus figured it out. You know, when we were watching it. She figured it out.
I didn't.
Early.
Oh, I didn't.
You as well, Marlon.
Mum's a little off here.
She said it. You know, she said the whole thing. I bet the dad and the mum were part of it. All this. She thought the mum and dad stitched that guy up to think that it was him.
That
was doing it, but it was really them. But I think at the end of it, I think he was just part of it as well.
I would have been vexed if someone told me that whilst I was watching it. That ruined my whole experience.
Do you think
but she just guessed. She's just thinking out loud, innit?
Did she think they were part of the whole sex party thing, though? Or would she just think that they were the killers?
She just thought that they were the killers. Like, they were the ones doing the killing, basically.
The sex party thing threw me, bro. That's the bit. I said, whoa there, buddy. What's going on here?
Yeah,
I was sick how, like, it was like it said it made national news and then Princess Diana died. And then, like, obviously, because you know that if that's what actually happened in real life,
that's what happened.
Yeah, you'd be now getting episode, like, page 38 by before sport, you know, like that. You're not getting anything.
Yeah. It's fucking mad. It's true, because it makes you think of all the documentaries we watch, like, on streaming, like, arm and all that stuff, and people just getting like kind of kicks out of it sometimes, but it's actually these things happen to these real life people with Steve, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right.
Again, it had the whole Streamberry thing again. Come on, man.
Was it called Streamberry or Straw? Yeah, Streamberry.
Streamberry.
Strawberry. Strawberry. I thought it was Strawberry for some reason.
Yeah, I thought it was Strawberry as well.
Yeah, no, Streamberry.
Streamberry.
But also, the guy who worked in the pub, bro, he was just happy, bro. Shush, they're
going to
shout at the pub. I was like, come on, bro.
Of
course he's
happy.
I mean, that'd be us for the pod, bro. Yes, trust me.
But, it's been a major, major, major tragedy. And he shied at the pod though.
Mummy, I made it.
You know what? I didn't expect a no eyebrows to die, you know?
Nah.
Leave it or die. I'm thinking, all right, she just got knocked out.
Yeah.
Just coming back. Like,
what I thought.
Yeah. What'd your mum do to me, man? It's dead. Like,
that's a poor death, though. Come on, look.
Yeah, it's poor.
She fell in the water and then saw her again. So
I think that was quite good, actually.
Did she bang the head and obviously knocked down and she drowned?
Didn't you hear the crack when she just impacted? It was like...
No. But see, that's fake. Right, maybe... It wouldn't have been like that, would it? If she fell.
No, it could be because it's slippery, isn't it? So when you slip like that, you
got impact. I hear that. But if the rock was in the water, it wouldn't.
It was rocky, right? It was a rocky.
It was shallow.
It was a shallow streamy place. Yeah.
I reckon she might have died from drowning.
Crusoe telling you how you should die.
Yeah, come on, this is me, bro.
No, but to be fair. Personally, I wouldn't be running away from this old woman like that, you know, bro.
Exactly. Well, you should. Yeah, but yeah. No, come on. Like, you figure out, brah, like, that is a shock to the system. And you don't know what she could do. Do you know what I mean?
Like, man, the whole place was all scary as well. The whole, like, village.
Yeah, but like, you're in the middle of nowhere. Think about it. Yeah. Okay. First of all, you're not from that country, let alone that town.
Okay. So, you're in Scotland. You know it's midnight and you're walking in the dark. You do know where you're going. I've got more chances to stay in the house.
Anywhere.
But... Yeah, or run where there's light, at least.
Are you going to be able to sleep in the house?
You don't need to sleep. Just shut your door. Bro.
She's got a key.
Like, I know she was scared, but she didn't need to do... Like, the mum doesn't know you've watched the video. And I understand that, obviously, you're going to... Things are going to happen inside, but she could have been kind of more chill than what she was.
Yeah, just be a bit more calm.
She dated herself out. Like, what's the matter, dear? I can't do that.
What's the matter, dear?
Imagine that, all talking to you like that, and you're...
No, but... Sorry, and just, you know when the mum went to go and look for it in the fields, and the mum... It started to hit her. I don't know if you've had this feeling. Because what she done, she said, hunt! I started busting up. Because you know you're finished. You know, your whole world's come to an end and there's nothing you can do. And the best thing you can do is get back in the car and commit suicide.
That's what she did. She went up on there and she took her own life. But yeah, that was a good one. I like that one.
It was a big episode. I really enjoyed that episode. Really enjoyed
that was a good one. After episode two, we had episode three. And episode three was...
This one's too deep. Beyond,
Beyond the Sea.
Beyond the Sea.
And you know, I was the one that figured out this one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Look, you're so happy I figured out this
one. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, of course you are. But you know how complex Black Mirror is, bro.
No, but I think I kind of figured it out to the point where it was obvious to figure out what was going to happen to a certain degree. But I just thought this one was a bit too deep, you know? Like, I know Lock Henry was deep, but this one was a bit, like, you know...
It was too deep, man. It was too deep. Yeah, deep, isn't it? Nate, do you remember that show that we watched with Bashy? And they were throwing a baby in a sack. It gave me that feeling.
Yeah.
It gave me that feeling.
Yeah. And I think this one probably hit more because we knew who the actors who played the characters.
Yeah.
I think that hit even more because we knew them.
Yeah.
Like, you know who Josh Hartnett is and who Aaron Paul is.
Yeah. So,
had a thing where you knew if you got two big actors,
yeah,
and then when the storyline starts developing, you're like, rah, okay, cool, I see what you're doing, I see where we're going here,
yeah.
No, would you have done that though? I know, like, he lost his family and all that, and I'm not giving you my life to go, like, sorry to hear that. Sorry,
listen, think about it. There's only two of them on the ship, and he was going crazy, bruv.
He
was going insane, So he said, you know what, the only way I can keep this guy sane and keep this ship moving is for him to give you some life back. So yeah. I get where it was coming from.
I hear you. But after a certain point, when you find out, right, this man hit my son, it's over, no? But he deserves it. Are you... Bro, nah.
Back in the 60s, you know what I mean? That them times there.
The mum had sense to be like, he hit our son, 69 or not. She knew.
But he was a dickhead too.
Yeah.
Come on. But yeah, we saw it coming. But that was deep. It was a deep episode.
Are you sure they were in a ship?
Yeah.
Spaceship, isn't it?
I swear they were going to be there for like what? How many?
Four more years.
There is an accident on section 4 of the thing. Bro, the alarm goes off. You got to leave wherever you was to come back and go out in space with a little spaceship to fix a little thing.
It's just like, but that's sick though. Like, imagine you're just like, you're away from home, but you're not really away as well at the same time.
And it was crazy that those people who are followers, in a sense, they killed the robot, his avatar of because what was the reason why they killed the
avatar? They think it's just wrong, isn't it?
It's wrong.
It's an anomaly. It's like against all things natural, isn't it?
Yeah, and obviously I thought that was terrible. I thought that was super deep, isn't it?
Hmm.
Obviously. The question, would you do that for a friend?
Do what?
Let him go to my girl.
Yeah, well, yeah.
No.
Nah.
Basically, they'd be like, look, you can have my body here, but go go to the next town or something and do whatever.
Then you started asking too much, let me do some painting. When you started asking that, bruv, I just gave you my body so you can have a little walk, look at the trees. Now you want to paint.
It's like, why?
That's too much.
Bruv, you better be moving like Avatar, bruv.
But she was feeling the kid. Like, she can't deny it. She was feeling the kid. And like, she realised that, I can't do this stuff.
Yeah, I'm glad she caught herself, though.
Yeah.
No, she had to. Because she knew you can't do that.
Yeah.
You can't do that. But yeah, it was deep because there was one part when where obviously I'm going nearer to the end, right? To be fair, I thought it was gonna end by him not opening up the hatch, and that was
So did I.
Yeah.
I thought okay, cool. He killed him, so he's gonna pretend to be him. Whatever, didn't go back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why did it take so long? I was in the toilet. What did you do?
No, but you guys are forgetting that they both need to be alive in order for the space. So if he done that,
that's a good point.
Yeah, but long, I think they still made us think that by making it look like take so long for him to.
And
he didn't care anymore. As he said, he's a finished man. His whole family's gone. He can't do it.
Cinema is just sitting there like sit down.
I know. What'd you do, bro? I'm straight. Listen, man.
Like you just said, Kel, he can't do anything because
I know, but we're both dying tonight.
Yeah.
We're both dying. No, straight.
Sure. It's true, though.
Oh, I'm killing you. And then
that chair, I'm picking it up and it's bashing your head in, bro. Pause.
Yeah. But the thing is, what made him just decide to go there and just kill her?
Like the bro got too cocky though, innit? Yeah, she's mine. She's all mine. You ain't get like, just chill, bruv. Like, remember he did lose all his. Chill out. He wouldn't
help. She's yours. Yeah. Okay.
All right. We'll see. Now you got the same as me, bro.
Give me your tags. I'll be right back.
it wasn't even that, bruv. Okay. All right. Yeah. There's something. There's an incident. Go fix it. Yeah. All right. Cool. Say no more.
That's kind of Game of Thronesy, like the beginning when The mad group killed the astronaut and his family. That's like, I don't know, Red Wedding. Is that what it was called?
Yeah, Red Wedding.
He didn't need to kill the kids, but he's like, no, we're going to because of the abomination. Like, they're part of it. And they're not part of it, right?
They know, they know what he is, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Black Mirror.
Episode 4, we had Maisie Day.
Yeah, I like this
episode. Yeah.
Wild.
Even this one, I didn't even clock until nearer to the end what was going on.
You know, I didn't clock because obviously she was trained or something. Okay, maybe she's just has to be chained up because, like, you know, like when people are addicts and they have to, like, whatever, like, she can't get away. But it's like when they start looking up at the moon and thinking, no, and then it's like All American Werewolf in London going on. So I was like, right, this is weird, isn't it? Like, this is like proper, like, beyond the black mirror that we saw. Used to, but yeah. I still liked it because obviously it's like, you know what, people just do anything to get that paper, boy.
Yeah, and the thing is, because initially when I was watching it from the beginning, I was like, okay, so we can see this is about reporters, journalists, yeah, kind of trying to chase that story. So in my head, I was thinking of Princess Diana, innit?
Yeah.
That's what my head was, that's what I was thinking about, and I did not know where this was going.
Yeah.
Until when the character found out there was someone who rented out the whole estate for the rehab center.
Oh, that retreat, innit? Yeah.
Yeah. And like you said earlier, when you said they're taking pictures and they saw the chains, and I thought, okay, maybe that's one way of controlling crackheads, innit? You know, they chained them up, innit? I didn't think anything of it. Then, like you said, the moon came, American World for London. Then everyone started running and people were getting chopped up. People didn't survive. The bloody
photographers just there taking pictures, bro.
So that... you mind like the transformation of the...
I liked it. It didn't bother me.
I've seen worse. I think that they did quite well. That was a good...
Underworld transformation.
What are you expecting from an hour?
Just a transformation. This, I don't know. I just didn't believe it.
You know, it's deep though, because I think this one's all about ethics as well. Because like, at the beginning, what's her name? Zazie Beetz's character was like, because what you remember what happened with that initial woman that they were taking pictures of, and they're like, oh, you slag or something, and they're cussing her. And then she just quit because it's like, no, this is wrong, isn't it? It's F like, and then I think, she's just obviously trying to make ends meet. And even like with that first guy, the guy committed suicide, didn't he, after she took the pictures and posed it.
Yeah.
You're thinking, no, this is deep. But when they're like, oh, yeah, it's a 35K reward and stuff, and it's like, that's a lot of money, isn't it? So it's like, yeah, let me just go and do the thing, innit? But obviously, her morals came back into play again. But obviously, this was like, yeah, I just didn't expect a supernatural element of it at all.
No, that came out of the blue. That was sick.
But it's like, everyone's like, yeah, kill me. And it's like, yeah, okay. I still saw that picture, boy.
Yeah, still.
Yeah.
It's all about the cash, innit? You still get the cash.
Yeah.
But to be fair, that photographer, she would have been a superstar after that. Because I'm telling you now, the pictures she would have got, it would be out of this world.
Yeah. Risked her life. These pictures, like, she would be world famous.
Oh, because she also got a camera off that other reporter guy that was taking pictures. I was like, what's wrong with you? You see, started changing into a wolf. You're dead. Click, 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 click. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, the wolf ran all the way to the calf, bro.
That is a metaphor of what goes on outside, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
All that just always on their phone, isn't it?
For the money, they need that money shot. And yeah, like you're right. People always got their phone recording shit, even when it's someone could be drowning. Yep. People get their phones out. And
it's,
you know
what I mean? It's like, throw me a life, boy.
I'll document it.
Just a quick thing on this episode. Do we know how she became a wolf? Like,
she knocked down a wolf. That was
I remember.
It wasn't a person she knocked down.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just missed a bit. So.
You fall asleep, yeah?
Yeah, you know, you miss bits out. I'm thinking, what happened? So, go on, sorry, say that again.
So, you know, do you see the part where she hit someone and she drove off? Do you see that part?
Yeah, and run, innit? Yeah.
So, in her head, it was she hits a human, innit?
Yeah.
But it wasn't a human.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was basically hit a wolf. So, when she went to see the wolf kind of bit and scratched her.
Okay, cool. Yeah, man. No, I enjoyed that. I think that was good. That was a good twist.
Mm.
Yeah.
So we had a last episode.
Someone else liked it, boy.
That was all right.
I liked it. Yeah, I said I liked it. Yay.
That was good.
Right, last episode of season 6 was Demon 79. This one was a little bit different.
Yeah. It was a bit different. It was all right. It was all right. But it reminded me of that film we watched that, with Baptista in it.
Oh, the one that's knocking in the woods.
Yeah, like, yeah, literally, it gave me that vibe straight away. Because if she didn't kill a certain number of people, the end of the world will happen.
Yeah.
On this occasion, it obviously she didn't kill the number of people, and it happened.
That was the best part for me.
You know what I liked? Sorry, yeah, that's why I liked it. I thought because it got me. It got me. I thought, she is mad because they let the clock tick a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, yeah, but yeah, I kind of think we went a bit too close to the end there.
Yeah. We did it.
We went straight to the end.
It's cool. Nah, joy is, we can go to any bit, but I will say, Nida's workmate at the colleague at our workplace.
Why did she survive?
Everyone wanted her to die.
When she started saying about the smelling of the food.
Smell of the food.
And then the manager came up to her and said, yeah, you have to move because there are people that are completely thinking, no, there has one person. They put it in the basement, you know. No, it was deep.
Don't get me wrong.
Having shared an office, I know what it's like, bro. People talk about, your office smells.
Then passive aggressive ones, you know exactly what you're saying.
You've got to tell them people their front smells, but you got to just allow me, man.
Again, that's why it's a good episode, because they gave you her kind of going mad, innit? Like, she's in this horrible place with all these horrible people. So it kind of played out at the end, like, oh, yeah, she was crazy. Like, is this what you're talking about? This talisman is just a domino.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I thought it was good. I know you weren't really feeling it, Kel.
Do you know what it is?
I just didn't find, you know, the demon guy. Demon. I was just like, what are you doing? What are you dressed up as? Why are you like this? I know it's her imagination and what she saw. I just didn't like that part of it. That's all it was.
The actress, though, and John Lavasa, and the main woman, especially was in something she was like the same as well.
Same character.
Kind of like,
yeah, same character, nervy. And, yeah. On edge.
Yeah,
to be fair, I did like her. I thought she was alright.
No, she's decent.
That's it. Killing Eve was Killing Eve that she was.
Killing Eve. Yeah. It was exact same character.
Yeah.
And that's in my head, that when I started watching, I was like, I've seen this before.
Yeah. She killed her brother in that, didn't it?
Yeah, she killed her brother. Yeah.
She was training to be a thing, innit?
Yeah, she became. That's how it ended. She was like the new assassin, whatever.
She was in Spider-Man as well, apparently.
Yeah, that's what I see as well, Spider-Man.
So is Black Mirror trying to go to the supernatural realm now? Is that what we're trying to see now with Black Mirror? Werewolves, demons?
Probably. Maybe they might have just tried it for this one. Like, let's go a bit supernaturally. Like,
And to be fair, why shouldn't they? Because every episode is so different. It's so, you can do anything.
But, yeah, I mean, that's what we, but they have it, but in the past, in regards and it's never been supernatural based. Never.
Yeah,
you're right.
And maybe what was a bit weird about it, because the first three was like technological.
Yeah.
And then the last two was just like randomly, okay, we're going into the realms of the supernatural. Whereas if the whole season was supernatural, it would have kind of
tied in.
Then, isn't it? Yeah. Good, man.
Right, recommendations? Are we still recommending season 6, Black Mirror?
Yeah. I don't think it was the strongest out of all the seasons, but it was okay. It was decent.
I think I would say season 5 is the weakest, personally.
I would argue with you. I wouldn't argue with you, to be honest.
Like Hannah Montana or whatever, and what's that, Miley Cyrus one? It just didn't do it. There's only one good one in that one. Was it?
Yeah.
Vipers one, whatever it's called.
Vipers,
yeah. But no, I'm for it. This season was really good. I enjoyed it. I like the fact that the episodes were longer. The twist in a few of them got me. I love when that happens. So, yeah, I'm for it.
Do you know what, yeah? Like, you know, for some strange reason, I don't know what happened, right? Can I make a confession, please?
Confession.
You only read about them just now.
He watched episode 5 first or something. Go on.
Yeah, listen, I'm making a confession, right? I'm not going to lie to you. I never watched none of the Black Mirrors, innit? And that's the God's honest truth to you, yeah? Yeah? And
it's always rich, you know.
No, I'm listening to
the truth. Did you watch these 5?
Huh?
Did you watch these 5?
No. I watched the whole season. Yeah. Because I watched season 6, but I'm saying, but the other ones, prior to that, I never watched it. I lied last week.
You didn't watch episodes.
You didn't watch Striking Vipers.
Everyone watched Striking Vipers.
Until yesterday, Striking Vipers.
No. We had a whole episode on Striking Vipers.
It might have stayed quiet. We didn't notice.
Yeah, he probably stayed quiet.
Stayed quiet, bruv. Striking Vipers, bruv. Seriously. No. We can't accept this, bruv. We cannot accept this.
Bruv, you need to go back to episode Striking Vipers, bruv. That's still one of my best episodes ever, bruv.
Yeah,
that's the one. You know how many times yet?
I'm happy I didn't watch it.
Black Mirror. I told him, listen to this episode. I'm like, watch Black Mirror. I listen to this episode.
Yeah, this kind of games, banned all these kind of games, bruv. Don't ever play these kind of games ever. Yeah. Nothing like that, bruv. Not involved, bruv. VRs, no. Anyway, but yeah, I'm gonna go back and listen to Striking Vipers.
No worries. All right. This is what I remembered. Did any of you watch that Mizzy meets
No.
No.
Do you know what? I started it.
And then you couldn't finish it.
No, I was just like, excuse us, too dumb for me a bit sometimes. But I do plan to finish it. But if obviously you've watched it, well, yeah. Kind of what was your take?
What do you say to your fellow cousin?
It's Nate's cousin too, man. He's got Jamaican in too. just say it. You know what? In the beginning, even like the introduction of him is just like this. This guy is just like
he's playing up to it. He's playing up to it now.
Yeah. But you know what? It was a good interview actually. Because obviously, it's like in contrast to like. I suppose all the other interviews, yeah, like all the people that just can't relate to him on any level, yeah. Like DZ obviously kind of thought like right, pulled him out on stuff, but she wasn't rude about it. Do you know what I mean? It's like, look, I'm having a conversation with you. It's just like what's this about? And she went like, because obviously he's got his persona, so he'll do these weird things like when he just looks at the camera, and it does make people feel uncomfortable, but it's like. Right, but do you have to do that right now? And I felt like he sensed that, okay, yeah, this is a bit cringy. Like is there any need for me to do this? Isn't it? So he kind of didn't do that much, but still don't really know what he's about. Because he keeps talking, it's just like, yeah, this is my goal, my thing. And I'm like, maybe I get the prank and stuff, like, but the rest of it, I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. But yeah, but I think ZZ handled it very well. And I think he had like a respect for her as well.
Just in terms of her, I might give it a bit of time to go on it.
I don't know. You let me know. Let me know. Cause I...
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't finish it, Nate?
Nah, I didn't even put it on.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I didn't put it on.
Yeah, but I can understand why people want to watch it because it's like...
The youth jars me. It's like chronic.
Yeah.
But he is a youth. And obviously I work with kids every day. So I'm trying not to be like, judgmental on him, but I just think it's weird, bro.
I think I was genuinely curious to know what you're about, and it's like I still don't. He's a kid.
He don't know what he's about, and that,
I'm like, not curious about.
I thought you was just challenging it, basically, isn't it?
Yeah, like, and that's like, and then he's like, "Oh, this is what I mean. This is what I
want." Yeah, he can't. I think ZZ was asking questions that he just couldn't. He didn't know the answer to it, so instead of just answering it. He was just giving something else, like to kind of deflect in it. But it's like, yeah, you don't actually know what you're doing. But I think he knows what he's doing in the sense that he's getting attention, isn't it?
Yeah.
Really getting attention. And that's what's working for him. Getting all this attention, but I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but it's working.
Right.
Yeah.
We had a new TV show this week, MCU. I'll say well-awaited, like anticipated. A couple of them were saying they didn't care for it. They thought it was going to be shit anyway. Which was supposed to be Secret Invasion, episode 1. thought.
Oh, it was Rich, right? Looking at me, I'm not going to attack me, so why don't you start in it? I don't want to be attacked tonight. I got attacked earlier on.
No, there's no attacking for me. But I honestly, guys, I really struggled with this TV show. Honestly, I know what to expect from Marvel TV shows now.
We need a premise.
You know what, Merv, my thing is, my beef is here. Mm. It's like, I hate all this dialogue. Like, bruv, like...
He wants action.
No, but actually, just get to the point, man. Like, it's not about action. Just get to the point. Like, we've gone past all this long intro. You're like the sixth or eighth Marvel TV show. Like, but you must be all linked. Like, just kick. We know you're part of the what's it called? What's the acronym?
Sword.
Sword. Like, we know where you've been. You've come back. Like, just hit the ground running, bruv. All this long dialogue, slow and bruv. I'm not here for that, man. That's what I struggled, man. To be honest with you, I keep falling asleep and waking up and. Yeah,
I kind of fell asleep in parts. I think it's because I just watched it too late.
You got to watch these programs in the morning.
Yeah, I think, in fact, anything lately, I'm struggling to stay up and watch TV. So TV programs,
so the heat though, is heat as well. That's true.
Hey, look, don't give the excuses because this show is shit, bruv.
But that being said, I went to bed at 2 a.m. morning watching Arnold. So where?
It's not shit.
The first episode is shit. Let's don't lie to each other. Let's not lie to everybody around us. Because a lot of people have waited for this episode to come out because this was going to be the big thing. I'm not saying the whole season will be shit. But what I'm saying, based on the first episode, I'm sorry, this doesn't cut it.
Maybe what happened at the end. Do not like jaw dropping.
At the end.
But that's
the MCU TV shows for you.
No, not like this.
It's going to be a long burn. How many episodes? It's going to be eight, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Eight.
If next week there's a kickoff and we just start knowing what's going on, then I'm out, man. Honestly.
That's his
even like Moonlight, the one that you hate, Nate, it starts off though. It starts with a little, what's this? Like, what's going on? Like, you're intrigued to see what's going on. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I think it's a little bit different because you didn't know the characters.
Yeah, and I think that's probably
this is the thing. This is what makes it worse. Just obviously, you know these characters. You know what you know their history. You know what's going on. You know what's these characters are in Miss Marvel. We all know what's going on. We know what they're about. So hit the ground running, bruv. Hit the ground running. We know what's going on. That's what I'm saying, but it's just long dialogue and taking 10 years to say this and then, oh man, nah, man, nah.
It was interesting for them to be in Russia, though.
Oh, come on, man.
I don't know why they're in Russia. Like, I didn't
that whole kind of spy,
yeah,
like the aura in it. It's like, you know, you just affiliate spyness.
I don't know what you guys are. Russia, look what you're bringing up. What's it about?
What's it about? What's happening? What's happening in Secret Invasion? What's the premise of it? I would tell the audience.
The scrolls.
Yeah.
And they basically want to take over Earth. And they called Samuel L. Jackson to help him stop scrolls from taking over.
Well, he was supposed to find a place for them, though. In Captain Marvel, and he hasn't. They're still just wondering. So yeah, they are something. Yeah, good start, guys.
I think like I said, I enjoyed the show. I think it's at a decent pace. I'm looking forward.
He's lying. I'm sorry. Your opinion's a lie. I know it's a lie.
They don't lie about it. That's one thing. They don't lie about your shows.
I enjoyed the show. The thing about it is, you man started talking about it on the group like on a Wednesday or a Thursday. I was like, no, I gotta wait. Do you get me? I had to wait until like Saturday till I was awake so I can watch those kind of things. It's been like a long week. I enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to episode two.
Yeah, I enjoyed it because I didn't expect it to be like I expect a lot of dialogue from this program. A lot of conspiracy, a lot of slowness. Maybe it might start picking up from episode 3-4. I'm okay with that.
Man said 3-4, you know.
That's how the MCU works, though, bro.
I
think what they could have done is probably drop 2 episodes on the first week.
Even the one that I hate the most, Mrs. Marvel, even that, the first episode, even that, do you know what I mean? Like, you know, you're like, okay, what's going on, bro? Oh, well, she could do this. Oh, what's this bracelet? Do you know what I mean? Those things that will fall into place. Like, this one, there's nothing falling into place for time.
And the only thing that I think I'm intrigued in is obviously he's having Nick Fury is having little flashbacks of when the snap happened. Yeah. Apart from that,
I fell asleep through that part. I didn't even see that.
Imagine they're talking about the snap here and the effects that it had on man. Like no other show is talking about them things there. They just assume that. You snapped, you came back, everything's good.
They got counselling, then counselling. We saw some of that stuff, innit?
Bro, but this is the leader of S.H.I.E.L.D., bro. Former director.
Nah, bro, he needs to be taken out soon as well, anyway.
And it was interesting for me because I want to know what's going to happen with Hill, bro. Obviously, I think she's dead, but I mean, that's mad.
We saw the body, we saw the blood pouring out. She gone.
This isn't a power, Nate, yeah.
I know, but you know, like,
I could
feel like a Skrull coming along, pretending to be Maria Hill and just living life, innit?
No, but and I actually think she actually is dead.
That's the only thing I like about the Skrulls. What's his name? Is it Emmett Ross, the Martin Freeman's character? That's not the real Ross, is it? It's just a Skrull. I'm not sure because
that was a Skrull. Yeah.
But you know these scrolls. How are you meant to determine who's who, though?
You can't.
Like I said, if they were in a group, if they were real in real life, we're finished.
Yeah, one of us could.
But this is what I mean. Like, if aliens,
I think it's humor for that beard.
Good to come.
Say, go
ahead. No, I was gonna say if aliens were to come to Earth, that's what they'll be. I reckon they'll just disguise themselves as us and. Yeah.
Big scrolls, isn't it?
But yeah.
Marlon, they're here already, isn't it?
Boy.
Did you watch it, Marlon?
Nope. I started it. No, it wasn't for me.
Massive
I gave
spoiler,
it maybe 10 minutes.
How many minutes?
Maybe 10.
Great 2 minutes.
I moved on already. I already
that's half. That's halfway through the program, watching. 10 minutes.
Nah, I think it's good. I think sort of concentrate on stuff around the blip. I like it. Look forward to it. All right, guys. What else have you been doing? Like, I know it's been a long episode. Has there been anything else that's been going on? You've been watching, people need to look out for?
From.
From.
TV.
Oh, from.
From, yeah.
What's 10 that? Episodes, 2 seasons, yeah?
Something like that, yeah. Yeah, oh, so,
yeah.
Now, trust me, first, watch the first episode tonight.
Not tonight, bro.
Tonight, you know.
Not tonight.
Yeah, I was having some Ovaltine again.
Bro. That's an Ovaltine, you know. Old school. Jeez, Ovaltine.
Sweet.
And yeah, I won't give anything away until you man watch it.
No, I'll definitely watch
maybe
it.
Maybe you'll want
to. The trailer looks right about Ellie.
Talk about. It's, girl, it is. I told you.
But, Murph, do you remember Titans? When they were in that, and they kept going, they kept... It was like a time warp.
Yeah.
I think it's like similar to that. Yeah. But yeah, no, I'll definitely watch it. I'll watch it. And I know Marlon's hype because the same writers have lost in it.
Same producers.
Oh, same producers.
I'll be honest, when I was watching it, it kind of reminded, it's like a mix between Lost, Walking Dead, and something else. Bro, it's sick. I've watched 2 episodes and I'm like, this is for me.
Would it be something that I watch?
Maybe not. Maybe
not. Is it on Marlon's app?
it's on Prime, Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime. Amazon Prime, yeah.
Yeah. So oh, okay. That, cool. Yeah, you all don't right. need to use anyone's apps.
All right, cool.
Yeah. I can if you wish to. That's good. All right, I might try that.
It's not too bad. It's not like Have you guys seen Us?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it with I think it's Us when they kind of like they kind of trade places, right? Is that the same thing? Yeah. So
yeah,
the characters, yeah, it's kind of it reminds me of that. If you can handle that, then yeah, like with a smile and they're looking at you, like, it's kind of weird. But
what, is it 50 minutes episode?
Maybe something like that for you. But yeah, watch it, man.
I will watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give it a go.
Anyway, I'm not going to say too much about it until we.
Might not talk too much. Anything else that people have been watching we should be looking out for?
Arnold, Netflix, mini docu series.
Okay.
Yeah, it's basically about Arnold Schwarzenegger's life and like basically three parts. So the first episode, you've got him being an athlete. Second episode of him being an actor, and the third episode is like
politician.
It's good, man. It's, you know, I was watching it just like, this is very inspiring, you know. Like, and I think if you're someone that's like to go somewhere in life, you're just like a go getter, like this will inspire you.
You take the opportunities that come your way, yeah.
Yeah, and maybe it might have been a little bit easier at the time for him and stuff, but it's just it's. He had like hurdles in the way, but it's like he was just still ongoing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was really good, man. It's mad how you just see him from bodybuilder Arnold to like man Arnold. It's like he's one of the action heroes or actors that we've kind of grown up. We've just seen him age throughout the time, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like he's not just disappeared and like. All of a sudden, he's old. You've seen him age throughout the process. So, it's good. Highly recommend.
To be fair, I know we were young at the time, but technically, he's like the Rock of his generation.
Yeah. I didn't realize how... I can't remember. I know he's 75, 76, I think. Yeah, so he's been around a long time, man. It's like he was doing all these things way before we were born, you know, like in the 60s. Doing a lot of stuff, bro. It's like by the time he reached us, like Terminator and all that stuff, and Twins,
it was really, yeah,
it's really like late, like either early 40s, late 30s, like so. Yeah, he's been around.
Conan the Barbarian, bro.
That film is delicious, bro. No pause, bro. It's delicious, bro. Like.
Call another man delicious.
when I watch that, when he's just talking about Conan, I need to watch this film. Like, take him. Yeah, like,
get me. That's a massive deal. Bombata, I need you. If you know, you know.
Bombata.
Wow, that film is a sick film, you know, bro. Sick film. The film was big, but we watched The Crowded Room.
Yeah.
Episode 5 now.
It's
getting a bit slow as well.
Yeah,
I know they're going to do the backstory so you get a better understanding. But
getting it is slow.
No, but see, the thing
I do want to say it.
You know what? They bloody tricked us, you know, because they gave us big 3 episodes.
I know.
The third episode just got us. It's like, I have to watch 4 and 5 when it comes out. Obviously, they did a backstory from when he was growing up and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
I'm still invested. However,
so am I. I'm still invested. Yeah, but,
I want to know.
But apparently, it's got low ratings.
I can see why, bro.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
I'm not surprised.
You think so? Really?
Oh. Yeah. But it's a good program, but it's got low ratings, isn't it?
No.
It's like the opposite of The Flash.
Forget The Flash. It's not in cinemas. But anyway, but apparently it's got low ratings, and he's come out and said, yeah, I know it's got low ratings, but I'm still going to promote it because I know it's a damn good TV show.
Yes.
Similar to all the actors that are promoting Flash.
Well, not many people are reporting Flash.
But they all are. That's what we're saying. You said that.
People. Okay. What, we finished already? Oh, sure, cool. Blimey.
What was that?
No, it's Hypocrite Rich. But
Hypocrite Rich.
I don't know if you've watched. I don't know, but it might, some of you might watch the film. No Hard Feelings. I went to cinema to watch it a few weeks back. It gave me American Pie vibes, but it was funny.
Who's in it?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence. I think she's probably Matthew Broderick. It's a few people, but it's all right. Be fair, Rich. I think it's right up your alley. Pause. Like, I think it's the kind of film that you'd enjoy. Like, it's a silly film, but I know your kind of humor, you would actually find it funny.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Boom.
I would update you next week on that thing I've been watching, the one with The Weeknd in. It's the final episode next week, so I'll update you on that show. The Idol. It's been good. It's been good. To be fair, bar that, I started trying to watch a thing on Netflix with, what is her name? Oh, I can't remember. I'll tell you next week. It's like a little romantic comedy. I wouldn't say Gabrielle Union, but it might not be. But one of those kind of actors. A little love, little rom-com. Girl. I'll send it to you so you can watch with Mrs. and that.
Cool. Yeah.
Well, he's the only one, yeah?
No, I'll put in the group. Anybody can watch with a Mrs. It's fine. Okay. Right. It's not exclusive, bro.
But man just said Kel, you know. Bro, it's like that.
I know Kel watches TV with a Mrs.
Okay. Most people in relationships do watch TV with their Mrs. Well, is that weird?
Like, share, subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Fully Geek Pod. Into his house.
Just saying. Just saying.